According to in Abhidhamma Kosha, usually they say they have 21 breathing meditation, because these monks, when they have sleeping problem, before sleeping they just count, just like breathing go, just feel like breathe go until you navel, then come back and then go out, just like just focus on your breath 21 times. This we do just like how do we say they say don't breathe in, they say lungjor. We say 9 times they would do, yeah? 3 times. This is lungjor gutu. Lungjor gutu. In Abhidhamma Kosha, what we say? Unjungu. Unjungu. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this 3 times. Then here 3 times. Then mute. This is lungjor gutu. Yeah, three, yeah. This is we say lungro gudu. Other one, 21, we call unjungu. Unjung. Njung. Mu. Mu means all your breathing bring back and bring to onto your navel. Then breathing out, breathing in. Yeah, we come. 21. First relax, and then maybe some have, you have different thinking, kind of negative thinking, and try to, breathing is for put your mind, put in neutral, make like neutral, you know. Now you get in class, usually they, in a long times the Buddha teach, they ask students set a motivation. Now times they ask them do breathing. If you do breathing, then you put your mind in neutral. All negative thinking, different thinkings go away and put in neutral. Yeah. You want to do? Yeah, do 21, okay? 21, relax. Something you hear. If you hear something, everything first relax. If you feel stable, then start to do it. Count. Okay, 1, 2, 3. lost. You can count without distraction until 21? Really? No kind of like feel here or something or like... You feel, yeah? Yeah. I think so if I breathe in very... When I breathe in very strongly, very hardly, and breathing out very hardly, it's less distraction, I think. Or the, if you just like, if you just, it's, I think it's more distraction. Just like when you do puja, when you recite something, if you recite very hardly and do your, try to your, emphasize all your energy on reciting something, then you can focus. If you decide like this, then you hear you different thinking or recite very loudly and very just like emphasized by your energy, all energy like recite something, then maybe it's less distractions. Yeah, we slowly, we practice slowly, okay? So, maybe we're going to start. So, first we're going to recite our refuge verse and then short mandala.
Do
okay, hello, Simon. He's coming back. Okay, so now we are page number 10, yeah? On page number 10, so last week, we talk about here page number 10. Here we are talking about sutra, Sautrantika, yeah. Ajahn Ji here, yeah.
She's not there.
She's here. Maybe you don't need to everybody. Yeah, it's, yeah. They can understand. Perfect. Yeah, it's good. So last week we talked about consciousness, yeah. Consciousness or mind. So. How much important about consciousness, learning consciousness, I talk, because everything relies on consciousness. Yeah, I mentioned that, yeah. So I mentioned that we have really a lot of problems we have a kind of lots of suffering. It's just like, or feel like cold, feel like hot, feel like angry. Then lots of suffering within in our mind. Yeah, it means within in our mind. It doesn't is come out from something. It's really project our mind. Whether you feel hot or whether you feel cold, it depends how your mind project. Yeah, so everything is that's so because that's why we have really kind of problem solution is really problem solution is focus on your mind, focus on your mind, and what are going things in your mind. Yeah, if you really identify or recognize what is problem within your mind. If you identify, yeah? If you recognize what is problem in your mind, yeah? Then you have get chance to take out kind of those problems. Because we always talk about like, okay, whereof we have happiness, whereof we have enjoy, whereof we are talking about kind of like external things. We just like kind of external things, like kind of big things, but we ignore our mind. We don't focus our mind. We just focus other people's action or behavior. What are they talking about? We focus. Main point, practice. Dhamma is really focus on your mind. That is the practice. If you never focus on your mind, what is going on your mind, then we always suffer in samsara. I told you, never change your mind, just change your body. As I mentioned, it's change body and it's aging, you know. It's constantly never change. That's practice Buddhism is for changing your mind. If you're not changing your mind, you cannot generate wisdom. That means you have lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom to discriminate between negative mind and positive mind. Yeah, you just always assume that your thinking is right. You never care what are you thinking, how are you talking with people, how are you behavior with people. You never focus. Just focus what people are talking, what they're talking. You are just like mirror. Yeah, just mirror, reflect other people. You never focus on your mind. Main point is we really have to focus on our mind. So that's why we have lots of problem within our mind. It means we have lack of wisdom to discriminate between negative mind and positive mind within in our mind. Yeah? If you identify or recognize negative, do you know we always practice Buddhism for attain enlightenment, for happiness or whatever. We have to accumulate merit. We have accumulate merit, and we have accumulate of wisdom. You know, accumulate of wisdom doesn't mean you understand kind of some knowledge, understand something, Dharma vocabulary or something. You know, how do we? It's just like accumulate merit is doesn't enough to fly somewhere. If just like bird, one wing. Cannot fly, yeah? Can fly somewhere? No. A bird flies somewhere has to have two wings. Just like if you really practice serious Dhamma, we have to accumulate merit, of course. You do prostration, you recite, something, whatever, yeah? But it doesn't enough only accumulate merit. You have to have accumulate wisdom, yeah? How do we accumulate wisdom within our mind? What do you think wisdom mean? Yeah, knowledge. Knowledge what? Knowledge doesn't mean just understand something, external things. Knowledge, wisdom, here we are talking about wisdom that which is continuity of Buddha's wisdom and continuity of omniscient mind. Our wisdom for what? Knowledge or recognize good things or bad things within your mind, which mind can discriminate between negative, ignoring negative mind and positive mind within our mind. That is wisdom that we have, you know, we need. That's why we don't have enough wisdom. That's why we always suck in samsara. We never come out. We never change our mind. That's the problem, you know. Yeah, wisdom, okay. So, here, in wisdom, what do you think? Like, wisdom is the, like, first we have just like wisdom. Is wisdom go? Is continue to like path of accumulation merit, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation. Wisdom is here we're talking about in the Buddhism. Wisdom is which mind challenge, which mind is challenged to the ignorance, or which mind antidote to ignorances. Yeah, that we call wisdom. Because just like wisdom becomes like which mind understands emptiness, which mind understands selflessness of persons, those all are wisdom. Then finally, they are become single-pointed mind. They are what we call meditative equipoise. That's increase, progress, and then omniscient mind, yeah? Yeah, that's, yeah, here, yeah. That's everybody know that learning or studying about mind is the most important. So, yeah, so last week we talked about the consciousness, and also we talked about nature of consciousness and action of consciousness, yeah? Nature of consciousness, the action of consciousness. So, consciousness, we also conceptual, here we say just like conceptual mind and non-conceptual, yeah? This everybody know, yeah? Conceptual and non-conceptual. Then we say, non-conceptual mind, we say like, or eye consciousness, ear consciousness, or those all are kind of direct perceiver. All those are non-conceptual. Non-conceptual means which mind when grasp the object, which mind can grasp the object or perceive the object without thinking. That we call direct perceiver, non-conceptual mind. Yeah, conceptual mind means which mind perceive the object with thinking. Yeah, conceptual mind. Okay. Then also we say value cognizer and non-value cognizer. Yeah, everybody know. Yeah, value cognizer and non-value cognizer. Okay. Then I go this next. Then we say direct value cognizer and inferential value cognizer. Yeah, direct value cognizer and inferential value cognizer. Okay, direct value cognizer is like direct perceiver, which are value cognizer. Direct perceiver, here we say incontrovertible. Yeah, incontrovertible means non-deceptive mind. Just like value value direct perceiver, yeah, is incontrovertible. Incontrovertible means it mind, that mind doesn't deceive. Do you know what I mean, yeah? Doesn't deceive means no cheating, because object is there, it means, yeah? Object is there according to perceive. Okay, anyway, here, first we, direct value cognizer, just like ear, eye, consciousness, those all are direct value cognizer. Okay, then we say here, self-knowing direct value cognizer, sense direct value cognizer, mental direct value cognizer, yogi direct value cognizer. So here we say, direct value cognizer, ear, eye, all kind of this. Why are they talking about direct value cognizer? Okay, here's the ear consciousness, eye consciousness, nose, tongue, mental, body, yeah? physical. Those all are direct value canizer. Why are they talking about five senses of direct perceiver? Why? That means we have to focus how you look your when you look how you look with other people. When you look people, what kind of mistaken looking? Yeah, kind of mistake. Because when sometimes we have lots of wrong. We have how to say? Sometimes I make kind of mistaken. You know, it's just like because. If you really practice, because you have to make correct your eye consciousness, totally make positive, you have really ear consciousness, nose consciousness, everything have to make pure, it means. Even like, just like Buddha, he doesn't have kind of mistaken eye consciousness, yeah? We have mistaken eye consciousness, because he already purified. Yeah, we have mistaken nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, because we say, oh, this food is delicious, this is no food is not delicious. Yeah? Which one is the, there is not absolutely delicious, okay? Some food is delicious for me, some food is not delicious for you. Which food delicious for you, which food not delicious for me? There is no absolutely delicious food, is there? Yeah, just like, because our mind project. Yeah? Oh, this is delicious. This is not delicious. That's why we have, here we're talking about ear consciousness, eye consciousness. When you, okay, in your life, you can, instead of doing meditation, whatever, you know, you check how you eye look other people, how you hear from other people, how you taste food, how are you thinking, yeah? When you talk people, just like because sometimes people, you know, talk people. We know just like sometimes I have kind of problem. When I talk people, I just feel like nervous or I do something. Then I come back. What I'm doing, maybe I check or I have something. Just like when I talk people or something, feel like nervous or something. That's in something going in your mind. It's like your mind like zigzag, zigzag. Yeah? When you talk people, push your mind. When you talk people, check your mind and how mind focus when you're talking with people. It's really kind of learning Dharma this way. Okay? If you talk with people, or talking to people with kind of negative thinking or something, when you talk to people, or just like you feel like kind of nervous or reluctant to learn those people something, yeah? Then you go back and check what kind of like thinking, kind of negative thinking, or kind of nervous, or just like, some people just like when talk with people, just like nervous or something, just like different action, like something, you know. That means we have something problem, yeah. That's where you have to recognize when you happen, kind of, on that time. I have a lot of this, sometimes. This problem, yeah, because anyway, yeah, when you talk in the ear consciousness, eye consciousness, you have to check how do they perceive. Yeah, how do they perceive? The most important, this eye consciousness, ear consciousness, but everything we have, yeah, but we don't focus how they perceive the object. How your eye consciousness perceive the object. How your, okay, yeah, that's what we don't focus and we, you know, those kind of things. What kind of internal things we have? We just ignore, yeah? We just focus something else. That's why we still left in samsara, yeah? Yeah, so that's maybe maybe we already mentioned last time. Everybody know eye consciousness, ear consciousness. Now here we say self-knowing direct value cognizer, yeah? This is that is not so self-knowing direct value cognizer. What do you think? Self-knowing direct value cognizer. Maybe you don't have think like definition because it's just like, what do you think? Self-knowing direct value cognizer. Yeah, inward means just like, oh, here. Okay, I just give like example. Our eye consciousness Is our I consciousness self-knower, direct value cognizer, or not? If I say just like, is our I consciousness self-knower or not? No, yeah? Why? Yeah, self-knower means self-knower, because is our I consciousness not self-knower? Our I consciousness, some like some other things, something else knower, like, yeah? Self-knower means, self-knower means self refers to the consciousness, and then which consciousness, just like, how to say, which direct perceiver know the I consciousness, that we call self-knower. Make sense, yeah? Just like our I consciousness know the external things, yeah. Self know only know the internal things, feel like experience. Internal things. Yeah, self know only know the consciousness, doesn't know the just like external things. Yeah, I consciousness only know external object, doesn't know the internal things. Yeah? So now here we say just like say, or I consciousness know the external things, kind of external things. How does our I consciousness know the external things? Yeah? I consciousness, those like our I consciousness, we call like a sense consciousness, yeah? Sense consciousness. Those all sense consciousness know the object by empowering condition of sense that we'll call. Yeah, empowering condition of sense. Now we have to find what does sense, what kind of empowering condition of sense is very difficult to explain. You know? Then what is different? What is different between I consciousness, kind of direct perceiver? What is different direct perceiver and conceptual mind knowing the object? Yeah, because I consciousness with sound in certain tika, because I consciousness just like your eye, because sometimes or like with the kind of disease, like you see kind of mountain when you have just like mountain. Yeah, mountain is like actually mountain is wide, and sometimes by your just like kind of jaundice disease caused by jaundice disease. Then you see the mountain like yellow. Yeah, this is a mistaken, yeah. Yeah, usually wrong consciousness, always wrong consciousness, mistaken consciousness. Mistaken consciousness doesn't necessarily wrong consciousness. Wrong consciousness is always mistaken consciousness, yeah. Yeah, they have mistaken, yeah. Because always wrong consciousness, usually we say musum, wrong consciousness always necessary to be mistaken consciousness. Mistaken consciousness doesn't necessary to be wrong consciousness. Because just like, yeah, because sometimes even we see just like, it's very clear, you know, when we are angry, you know, that's we, this is just like, it's kind of natural, you know, when you feel happy, you see all people just like peaceful. Your eyes see. Everybody looks nice. Yeah? Just like even I just like example, like when you're happy, when you are friendly with your wife, friendly with your husband, a friend with your family, you see everybody very nice and your husband or wife looks beautiful or something. Just like you see, yeah? Then when you have something problem, agitate something, yeah? then you see everything is like something problem. You never see nice. Yeah, this is just like this is really is kind of nature. It's what is going in our mind, in our life, you know. Just see, yeah. Yeah, wrong has to be mistaken. Mistaken does not necessarily wrong. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sense consciousness always mistaken and has to be wrong. I just give example like mountain, yeah. When we have jaundice, when we seek kind of jaundice problem, seeking jaundice, yeah, we call. Then you see mountain like white. Yeah, just like, yeah, it's like mistaken and also very wrong. Wrong means, what is different mistaken and wrong? Actually, mistaken means just like, refers to the something appearing, refers to the appearing. Wrong means it doesn't refers to the just appearing. It's really refers to the object. Is object is easy there or not easy there according to the perceive. Just like we say, okay, we say desire or maybe desire, yeah? Maybe desire. Maybe we better say desire. Or desire or attachment, maybe desire. Maybe desire, yeah? We have desire. Desire means you always desire to someone, yeah? Like we have desire within wife and husband, yeah? This would give you some fire, yeah? It's very true, yeah, this is very good. Just give you example, okay? This is very good. For while, you know. Because like, just like desire, first time, when we see like wife and husband, first time when you meet each other, yeah? First time when you see, you guys desire each other, yeah? Desire each other means your mind really project, your wife or husband, very handsome or beautiful, over too much project. It means according to your mind project, your wife or husband or beautiful or handsome, it doesn't exist there. According to your mind project, it doesn't appear there. Yeah, appear to your mind. Even object is not there. It means if you perceive or your wife and husband very beautiful or very just like absolutely beautiful, yeah? Just like perceive like absolutely beautiful, completely beautiful. There's nothing mistaken, nothing wrong. But it doesn't exist there. Object doesn't exist there. Yeah? Wrong consciousness is object doesn't exist there. Just like when you're angry, how your mind project when you're angry? When you're angry with your wife, yeah? What is different between when you're angry with your wife and when you don't angry with your wife? When you're angry with your wife, yeah? Your mind project a lot of negative towards your wife. Yeah? He made too much problem. You blame everything to your wife, yeah? You blame to your wife, but you're not correct. It doesn't exist there according to your blame. You say he's bad, he's wrong, he's doing something, he's this and this. It's not there. Yeah? When you're done angry, your mind is very calm down, doesn't project kind of that negative thinking, yeah? You know, wrong consciousness doesn't exist there according to your mind project or according to your mind perceive. It means object is doesn't exist there according to your mind perceive. Yeah? Just like we say, that we call negation. Every kind of value cognizer, yeah, has negation. Yeah, just like if you say, we say just like everybody talk about emptiness, yeah? Which wisdom understand the emptiness? What is negation of which wisdom understanding the emptiness? What is negation of which wisdom understand the selflessness of a person? Yeah, negation means is kind of opposite, yeah? Now you have to find out. It means, wisdom of understanding the selflessness of a person, yeah? Negation is self-grasp. Yeah? Opposite is self-grasp. Self-grasping.
So your anger is self-grasping.
Yeah. What is the negation of anger? Opposite of anger. Patient, like, yeah? Yeah, patient and calm, yeah? Yeah, this, yeah. Okay, yeah, just like mistaken consciousness, wrong consciousness. You think it's same or different? Yeah, do you think all, just like we have, just like I maybe share you like kind of useful, like with the ignorances, yeah? We just say ignorances. In Abhidhamma Kosha, they have 92 ignorances. Like, okay, just like root of ignorance is 6. This you have to find, 6. What are root of 6 ignorances? This all ignorance within our mind, yeah? These all ignorances distract our mind. This all ignorance obscure our mind. These ignorances cause us to suffer in samsara. You never get out. If you don't identify, recognize those ignorances, we cannot come out of samsara, always suck in samsara, go here, there. Yeah? So 6, yeah? What are the 6? Now here we're talking about consciousness, yeah? You know purpose of talking consciousness. It means how those ignorances perceive the object, how are they doing, how are they working? You know your how are your mind working, yeah? How are your consciousness working, yeah? This really don't you know, it's very important. That's why within our mind, your wisdom take out what? Ignorances, okay? If you really don't have, we don't have enough knowledge about our mind, you know, cannot take out negative. If you cannot take out negative within your mind, even you do prostration or you say, I've gone accumulated, maybe doing prostration, 1,000,000,000, whatever, do you nothing, you know? You think Milarepa, Tsongkhapa, those just go to in the cave and just do some mandala prostration? No. They also practice accumulate merit, also they practice accumulate of wisdom. Accumulate wisdom is union. Go together. Yeah, wisdom now, wisdom what wisdom? Wisdom take out your ignorance within your mind. If you want to take out ignorances within your mind, you have to recognize how those ignorances exist in your mind, when they are exist in your mind, when they exist in your mind, how do they distract? How do they obstruct? Yeah, that's what we have to know, yeah? It's very important, okay? If you know, if you check how they obstruct, that means when you do meditate, okay? When you do meditate for your mind, okay, check your mind. check your mind, yeah? Before I mention, just sit. Sit. Think. Okay? You know your mind, yeah? What are you doing in your mind? Check. Okay. What kind of I have problem? The most problem. What kind of the most problem within in the mind? Which mind distract me? Which mind distract me? You have to find. Which mind distract me? Okay? Check. Then you'll find. Maybe anger, maybe jealous, something. Where are they come from? Okay? You know where they come from, yeah? Then you analyze. How can I take out it? You have to find a method to reduce your, which mind distract you. You have to find this is a method to reduce your destructive mind within your mind. Yeah, that's why we just like come here, just like focus as to material things. That's why we never focus within our mind. We just like ignore, you know. Okay, I go to Rinpoche teaching, come to center, just focus teaching, come here. Or go there, here, here, here. Just like mind, just like your mind is put there. You're doing something other things. That's why we have to find solution to reduce your grasping self or just like anger. Actually, grasping self, okay? Like me, even I tell you, we have to reduce grasping self. Like me, I cannot. It's difficult, you know? Okay, this is grasping as self is the root of, no, root cause of suffering, samsara. But we can focus really kind of anger, jealous, pride, that we can practice and reduce, make your mind calm down, peaceful mind. When you have peaceful mind, you can more open, you can share, you can put many things inside. If your mind always not peaceful, always negative put inside, like computer, then one day can crash your mind. Computer put lots of like virus, yeah? Too much virus getting, then crash, you cannot turn on. Somebody hit like this on computer, it doesn't work. That means that doesn't know use, you know? They didn't, you have to buy something for stop virus, yeah? Yeah, keep our mind. That's why, yeah, that's really we have to study Lori and we have to really knowledge. Yeah, is meditate just like, it's not enough knowledge how one meditation, just like in a Lamri, there's example, okay? Example. Person who doesn't have leg, person who doesn't have hand, can climb on the mountain? No. Person who doesn't have knowledge, how can you do meditate? Yeah, we really have learned, but it's really important, okay? I don't want you to suck again. That's why I tell you just like very directly. I don't want to hurt you guys, but it's really important, you know? Just like this example, you know? Person who doesn't hand and leg cannot climb on mountain, yeah? That's why just we have to this, we have to kind of knowledge about your mind. And then, wisdom, then wisdom can discriminate which one positive, which one negative. Yeah, even we say samsara, yeah? We say samsara, yeah? We just like say samsara, we always say samsara, problem, problem, problem. We know we have problem, but we doesn't focus source of problem, yeah? Do you focus? We don't focus, we just blame, yeah? Yeah, we just blame, blah, 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 just blame and something, then finish. We don't focus where this problem come from. It's really. Yeah, then there, okay, that's mistaken consciousness and wrong mistaken consciousness, okay. Okay, here then we say, also we hear, direct rely cause selflessness of a person. Wait, oh yogi here, okay. The self-knowing direct value cognizer, but this is not that much, maybe. Actually, it's important, yeah, but it's not that much, maybe, use in our life. Maybe we try to find something use in your life. Like we're talking about sense direct value cognizer, yeah? It's very important, yeah? Sense direct value cognizer means which your direct perceiver, which your eye consciousness, how do they perceive? How do they perceive the object? That's everything we have to think, yeah? When you look people, when you hear people, when you talk people, when you taste food, everything. Yeah, this is, you can use with the mind training. Mindfulness. Okay, related to the mindfulness, all those, yeah. Then here, then we say, mental direct value cognizer. Okay, what is mental direct value cognizer? Mental direct value cognizer. Yeah. Direct value cognizer never cannot be thought, yeah? Mental direct means mental direct perceiver of value cognizer, yeah? Mental direct perceiver never ever can be thought, yeah? Direct perceiver, yeah? Can you give me example, mental direct value cognizer? Mental. Yeah, yogi direct perceiver. Like yogi direct perceiver and which wisdom understand emptiness. Also you can say, okay, just like I gave example like path of seeing. Okay, path of do you think path of preparation is mental direct value cognizer? We everybody know five path, yeah? Five path. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning, okay? Now I have a question here. Path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Yeah? Those all are mental direct perceiver. Mental direct perceiver, mental direct value. What is the job of path of seeing? A path of seeing means see something directly, yeah? See directly what? Yeah, selflessness person, here we say. See selflessness person directly. Okay, when he see, okay, path of see, when he see selflessness person directly, what does he antidote to what? He is antidote, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Path of seeing, yeah? Okay, here say path of seeing. Path of seeing, seeing means see, yeah? Path of seeing sees directly selflessness, yeah? Selflessness is a person, okay? No, path of seeing is antidote, yeah? Antidote to what? Antidote means, you know, yeah? Challenge, yeah? Antidote, yeah? Against the enemy. What is enemy of path of sin? Self-grasping. Intellectual self-grasping. Usually there's a self-grasping has like subtle self-grasping. Okay, maybe I give example like you cannot say just like self-grasping, yeah? Just like when you wash clothes. Okay? Just like wash clothes. Okay, on your clothes. Lots of dust, there are lots of stains on your cloth, yeah? When you wash, you have to wash step by step, yeah? Just like dust, when you wash, easy to go, yeah? There may be like some like stain, like oily. Oil is very difficult to take out, yeah? Just like this. Self-grasping has coarse and subtle. Coarse and subtle. Like we say, bigger self-grasping, bigger intermediate self-grasping, and bigger small self-grasping. Just like, here. Just like on my clothes. Like stain, like muddy, mud. Okay, very thick mud. Okay, then a little bit mud. Then maybe something else. When you wash, it's mud, go easy, yeah? Put it in water, maybe just like, you don't have to, what to say? Yeah, you don't have to scrub. If you put in water, just like soak in water, is go away, yeah? Maybe some other stain you have to scrub. Like oil, you have to do something else, yeah? Like this. Self-grasping, they have like coarse and subtle, like stain on your clothes. Now here's a with the path of sin. Path of sin is antidote of intellectual self-grasping. Intellectual self-grasping, yeah? Intellectual self-grasping, what do you think? What does it mean, intellectual self-grasping? Okay, I have maybe one more question. Which grasping causes us to suffer in samsara? Okay, we say just like dwelling, yeah? Yeah, we say dwelling, yeah? Dwelling, first, okay, self-grasping causes to accumulate karma. Self-grasping cause to accumulate karma, yeah? Yeah? Self-grasping accumulate karma. Karma action put within your mind. Put on your mind, yeah? Karma action, seeds of karma within your mind. Then we say, Jeva Siva, Guba Lemba, Chiva Siva. Then 12 link, how to say, 8th, 9th, 10th is kind of cause to rebirth in samsara, yeah? Now here's it, okay. Maybe everybody know 12 links, how 12 link, how 12 link, related to our samsara. But self-grasping cause to accumulate karma, yeah? Which self-grasping accumulate karma? We say, oh, we believe karma, yeah? Now, you have to, because we learn here this four-fined method, how self-grasping accumulate karma and which self-grasping accumulate karma cause to accumulate karma, which self-grasping? There are two types of self-grasping, yeah? Innate self-grasping and intellectual self-grasping. Yeah, we say innate self-grasping cause to suffer in samsara or cause to accumulate karma. Why doesn't intellectual self-grasping cause to accumulate karma or cause to suffer in samsara? Why? Because intellectual self-grasping is come very later. Very, very later. When you get more knowledge, then you get intellectual self-grasping. Intellectual self-grasping means this kind of grasp. This kind of intellectual self-grasping, this grasp you get from by some knowledge. Some other people's knowledge. Just like we have like, okay, intellectual self-grasping of Buddhism. Yeah? How we get this kind of intellectual self-grasping Buddhism? Because just like we have belief, oh, Buddhism say like this, or attain enlightenment, Buddha, blah, 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 karma, blah, blah. We believe, yeah? That's we have intellectual. We follow this kind of grasp created by belief. Yeah? Just like someone's reason, someone's evidence, or someone's idea. Intellectual. innate grasping self caused to suffer in samsara. Yeah, innate grasping self. When do we have innate grasping self? Since we birth. Yeah, since we birth, we don't know how to talk. Yeah, mom, pa, we don't. But we cry. It means you have innate grasping. It means you have something problem. But you cannot say I have problem. Yeah. But since we birth, we have innate grasping self. Yeah, this innate grasping self, then we say. Increase, yeah? Inner grasping self, they say, okay, my clothes, later, okay? Then you grow up, okay, I like this food, I don't like this food, I like him, I don't like this, I like this house, I don't like this house, I like this car, or this is my clothes, this is something, blah, blah, like this, yeah? Yeah, then you create, increase your innate grasping self. Yeah? Now we have to find method to reduce innate grasping self. Usually in a sutra, Arhat doesn't have innate grasping self. Yeah, because innate grasping self is like we say, we have two types of obscuration, yeah? Afflictive obscuration and
obscurations to omissions.
Yeah, obscuration to omissions. Shidip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Arhat, when you get instead of Arhat, you completely avoid innate grasping self, then you get instead of Arhat. Yeah, but anyway, but we hear main point is like kind of this, like anyway, we have to learn, and it's like kind of a high topic, but main point, you know, we have to check within our mind. Find method to take out your problem within your mind. Yeah? Yeah, find method to take out problem within your mind. Yeah, this is we tried. Okay, then, mentor dharma value cognizer, yeah? Then, yogi dharma value cognizer. Now here we say yogi dharma value cognizer, yeah? Yogi Dharma Value Cognizer means which wisdom or which mind understand the selflessness of a person directly. Just like we say selflessness of a person, yeah? It's like we say, path of sin. Okay, Mahayana, Hinayana, yeah? Path of sin, path of meditation, path of noble learning, those all are yogi dharma perceiver. Okay, now we have to, what cause of condition of a yogi dharma perceiver? You think so, yogi dharma perceiver is come from, is caused by union of kama abiding and shamatha, a special insight, kama abiding and special insight, yeah, union of kama abiding is a special insight. Okay, here I question them, maybe we do lots of meditation, we just like last time we practice, okay, kama abiding and special insight, yeah? Which one come first, kama abiding or special insight? Yeah, kama abiding first generate, yeah? Because special insight generate through practice or training kama abiding. Yeah, because kama abiding is just like we say shamatha, yeah? Vipassana or shamatha? or vipassana, yeah?
Shamatha.
Okay, come about in shamatha, okay, okay. Come about in shamatha, yeah?
Yeah.
Vipassana is special inside, yeah?
Right, right.
Yeah, come about in is, doesn't have to be, have to know object. Come about in means which mind focus on object. Yeah? Focus on object. Shamatha is just like generate through by practicing, come about in, and also which mind is wisdom and which mind understand the kind of selflessness is a person, or which mind understand the subtle impermanent, or which mind understand emptiness. Here we doesn't talk about emptiness, yeah? Just like subtle impermanent or selflessness person. Yeah, shamatha. Shamatha, yeah? Yeah, this, okay. Just like maybe we say shamatha, maybe path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. On that stage, then you get kind of shamatha. Yeah? Shamatha. Come here is a yogi dare valley colonizer. Usually yogi dare valley colonizer. Do you think so? Usually a lot of kind of valley colonizer, yeah? Kind of dare perceiver, yogi. Okay, just like yogi dare perceiver. Yogi dare perceiver can be non-valley colonizer. Maybe I don't want to make confuse me. Yogi dare perceiver, yeah? Yogi dare perceiver always understand the object. Always understand the object. Yeah? Just like we say I dare perceiver, yeah? You think dare perceiver? Okay. Just like I dare perceiver can be mistaken or no mistaken. Yeah, I made mistake this. I dare perceiver cannot be mistaken and cannot be wrong. Because I direct perceiver is direct perceiver. Direct perceiver cannot be mistaken. Here in sutra, yeah? Cannot be mistaken. Cannot be wrong. Yeah, because definition of direct perceiver, what do you think? Yeah, non-mistaken, yeah? What is it? Perceive the object directly and non-mistaken. Yeah, non-mistaken. But eye consciousness can be mistaken. But eye consciousness, non-conceptual, but not direct perceiver. Cannot be direct perceiver. Are you confused or not confused? Okay. Yeah? Because eye consciousness doesn't necessary to be direct perceiver. Eye consciousness can be mistaken, but eye consciousness of direct perceiver never ever can be mistaken. No, confused, yeah? Okay, yeah, this is good. Yeah. Yeah, because yeah, if you like think, even we say, okay, we, our eye consciousness, or our sense, our body, everything contaminated. Contaminated form. Even you think, if you really go think like deeper, okay? Just like in our body is contaminated body, yeah? When you get stage of ahara, just like, okay, I just share like, is a easy way to, you know, because like we say four noble truth, yeah? Four noble truth. Truth of suffering. First, what are four noble truth?
Truth of suffering.
Yeah? Truth of origin. Truth of path. Truth of cessation, yeah? Mm-hmm. First, truth of suffering. Truth of suffering has three sufferings. Suffering of pain, suffering of suffering, suffering of change. Suffering of change which refers to the contaminated form which we have, our body. Yeah? That means all is like all form, because we say aggregate of form.
Form aggregate.
Yeah, form aggregate. Our form aggregate is contaminated form. Yeah? Contaminated. That's what we call sakje. Sakje. Sakje, yeah? Contaminated form is just like in English there's a contaminated. In Tibetan we say sakje. Sak means it's kind of falling, yeah?
Falling down.
Yeah, falling down, yeah? Sa means sa, which refers to the affliction mind. It means affliction mind, yeah? Sakje. It means our form of body, or form of body, or form, all of our aggregates attached with affliction mind, or controlled by affliction mind, or dominated by affliction mind, that we call sakje, accompany, always, what do you say, connection with affliction mind, that we call, because our body is connection with the affliction mind, yeah, because we, whatever we're doing, something is recommended by our grasping self. That's why we always control by grasping self. Grasping self. That's why we have to rid of this grasping self. Yeah? Now here is the yogi direct perceiver, yeah? Yogi direct perceiver always understand the object. But do you think the yogi direct perceiver always value cognizer? Yeah, value cognizer, what does it mean? Valid cognizer. Yeah, have to be know the object first time. Which mind know the object first time, that we call valid cognizer, yeah? Valid cognizer. Yeah? Because yogi direct perceiver can understand the object again and again. Again and again, yeah? Okay, so actually here yogi direct perceiver, you think like this, okay, maybe yogi direct perceiver, maybe path of sin or path of, do you think the path of accumulation can be yogi direct perceiver? Why? Yeah, just like path of preparation, yeah? Just like first we have see like five paths. Okay, we first practice, okay, accumulate merit, then generate wisdom, and then we try to find the renunciation, then we get renunciation, maybe, how do you find renunciation? How we can find renunciation? If we practice renunciation, how do we find? What kind of method we have to find? How do we find renunciation? Okay? Yeah, it's here. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah, then everybody have some... Yeah, samsara. How do we find? Okay. Renunciation means we renounce samsara, yeah? We see something, what do you say? Renunciation means we see something negative from samsara, yeah?
Disadvantages of samsara.
Yeah, disadvantage of samsara, yeah? Disadvantage. Then, when renunciation, because we see disadvantage of samsara, And then we see, okay, samsara, just before we mention, like, samsara is just like covered with ash. Under the ash, there's fire. If you walk on the ash, burn your leg, something, yeah? Samsara, okay, nice house, beautiful tree, everything looks nice, yeah? Nice, yeah? When you get in, we have suffer. Like, when you walk on the ash, burn your leg, something, you suffer, yeah? You know, we see everything nice, tree, everything looks... When I have monastery, you know, lots of monks, they come out from monastery because they see people driving car, nice car, then going here, there, Then when they get in samsara, they cry, you know. That's a problem. Yeah, because in monastery, you see, monks always in monastery, yeah? It's isolated. They didn't come out with lay people. Okay, lay people, they're driving car, then turn on AC. I think, wow, when I was monastery, wow, they have really nice life. They are very enjoyable. Yeah, we think like this, you know. Because we don't know we are really happy and we don't have problem. We don't have to cure everything, you know. We see just like how are they doing just outside. They're driving nice car and very, yeah, just like looks, they can go everywhere, like, yeah. That's why some monks come out from monastery, then get in samsara, they cry, start to cry. Yeah, that means, yeah, just like this, yeah. Yeah, they cry, yeah. Yeah, then, because just like renounce, yeah, we always see disadvantage of samsara. Okay, you feel, you see, look all over the world, just don't look in front of, within your family, just look within your family, look all around the world. Some people have lots of suffering, different suffering, violence or natural disaster, lots of suffering, yeah. Those all suffering, you think, oh, create by our mind, create by self-grasping. Self-grasping is within our mind, yeah? It's because self, just like violence, okay? It means self-grasping too much. I need my country, I need this, then fighting problem, you know? Lots of suffering. You think like, oh, self-grasping. That's what we have to focus on, renunciation means you find cause of renunciation, self-grasping. Here, self-grasping is object of, what do you say? It's opposite of direct perceiver. Just like, okay, here direct perceiver means which direct perceiver? No, the yogi direct perceiver. Yogi direct perceiver means which direct perceiver understand the selflessness is present or understand the subtle impermanent. Okay, that's why we say yogi direct perceiver. Then we say here there are three types of yogi direct perceiver. Yeah, maybe you just, if you some have question, you can. I don't read all definition everything. Okay, so yogi direct perceiver, here we say realizing subtle impermanence. Which direct perceiver realizing subtle impermanent? Also, which direct perceiver realizing cause of selflessness as a person and subtle selflessness person. Usually, selflessness as a person has coarse and subtle. Coarse selflessness person and subtle selflessness person. But also, impermanent has two, yeah? Subtle impermanent and coarse impermanent. Do we understand the subtle impermanent? We know subtle impermanent? Because if you realize, yeah, subtle impermanent, it means you already high level. It's ready to get in path of preparation, path of sin, path of normal learning, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, usually we say, we understand, we realize coarse impermanent, yeah? Coarse impermanent that we say like, okay, we understand like destroying house, aging, dying, those are like coarse impermanent. Subtle impermanent means we really don't know how changing our life moment by moment. That's we don't know. Yeah, we always self-permanent, grasping self-permanent. Same as today, same as tomorrow. Okay, today Rinpoche, I always grasp myself as same as last year, yeah? It's no changing, yeah? Yeah, I got lots of why here, from last year. Not here, now this go up here, start to go. You stay along here, you know? I go up here, start go. Yeah, it means we changing, you know? It's changing moment by moment. It we call subtle impermanent. Subtle impermanent directly realized by yogi the perceiver. How does yogi the perceiver realize the subtle impermanent? Because yogi the perceiver, before yogi the perceiver, what is the continuity of yogi the perceiver? Continuity. Okay, just like our mind, yeah? What is before yogi the perceiver? What is continuity of yogi the perceiver? Yeah, yogi the perceiver is just like kind of like is come from or yogi the perceiver generated by union of come abiding and spatial inside, yeah? Yeah, spatial inside. But anyway, yogi dhara perceiver, continuity of yogi dhara perceiver is what? This before what? Continuity of, we say like, okay, last year, this year before last year before last year, you can go until since your birth, yeah? Just like go like mind, yogi, before the yogi dhara perceiver, what is the continuity of yogi dhara perceiver? Inferential value cognizer, which mind understand the selflessness of a person or subtle impermanent conceptually. Before conceptually, what? Now they have just like, okay, we think like, okay, emptiness, okay? Everybody talk emptiness. Somebody told me they understand emptiness. It's no easy, you know? It's funny, you know? Emptiness. I understand emptiness. No, before this, Stephanie, she told me she understands emptiness. Then I asked her, how do you understand emptiness? Because I feel like this house is dark, there's nothing in space. It's yeah, empty. Yeah, just like, okay, we understand just like direct perceiver, yeah? Direct perceiver. Before direct perceiver, what? Inferential value cognizer, yeah? Just like yogi direct perceiver, which mind understand the selflessness of a person. Okay. Then before yogi direct perceiver, inferential value cognizer. That inferential value cognizer, which mind understand the subtle impermanent, subtle impermanent or coarse selflessness as a person by conceptuality mind. Conceptually. Understand conceptually, okay? Now, just like, okay, yogi dhara perceiver, understand selflessness person, then inferential value cognizer, understand by reason, yeah? Reason, analyze. Then what kind of mind before inferential value cognizer? Correct assumption, yeah, that's true, you see. Correct assumption, you have to make assumption or this, or this, or this, this, this. Yeah, correct assumption. Then before correct assumption, they analyze. Analyze, or then think, or this, 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 correct assumption. Yeah. This is a kind of sequence, yeah? First, correct assumption. Then, second, inferential value cognizer. You make reason, or emptiness. If you make reason about emptiness, how do you make reason, emptiness? You have to prove, just like give reason, yeah? Okay, emptiness is there because you can say blah, 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 something. How? Okay, how are you going to give that reason? Just like, okay, I give reason like, I am impermanent, yeah? Just like I give you example, like reason. I am impermanent, okay? How I gonna give reason you? You ask me reason, yeah? Correct reason. Okay, I say, I am impermanent. You check my reason is correct or not correct, okay? I say, I am impermanent because I am compounding phenomena. Example, like table. How do you think this? No? Yeah, compounding phenomenon is just like maybe I'm thing. I'm production thing. If I say I'm production thing, am I production thing? Yeah, produced by my parents, yeah? Yeah, I am production thing. Then is
product.
Reason correct. Product thing.
Product.
Okay, I say, okay, now I give you a reason, okay? I am impermanent because I am product thing. Example, like table. Is it correct or not correct? Is it correct, yeah? Now you give me example like, is this the emptiness? How emptiness is this on this table? Just like you say, okay? We say like, okay, everything, on everything, just like emptiness, I'm talking middle way, okay, general topic, just like, emptiness is this on everything, yeah? Even emptiness eases on you because I am dependent arise. Yeah, no, I talk in general, like general, yeah. General, okay. Yeah, dependent arise.
Dependent arising.
Yeah, dependent arise. Because I want you just like kind of some, because you always talking of emptiness, yeah? Because we practice sometimes you recite the Guru Puja, then you recite Yamantaka Sadhana. You have to visualize what is it? Meditation on emptiness, yeah? That's why sometimes I just pick up kind of which topic you use in your life, just in your sadhana, that's why I just pick up. Okay, then inferential value cognizer through. Now we where? Yogi, yeah? We finish, yeah? We finish this tenet class, no? Okay, now you can, you like, maybe, okay, here. Now, we just like summarize. Can you summarize? Like, first we talk about mind, yeah? It's like kind of general. It's talking about mind, yeah? How many different divisions of a mind? Mind or consciousness? Mind. Okay. Yeah, three. Okay, how? Okay. Yeah, we say mind has two types of different mind, yeah? We say mind, conceptual mind, non-conceptual mind. Okay? Also, we say mind, value cognizer, non-value cognizer. Okay? Then value cognizer, we talk about direct perceiver, yeah? How many direct perceiver are there? We say four, yeah? Four. What are the four direct perceiver? Yeah, since dirty perceiver, since dirty perceiver, mental dirty perceiver, yogi dirty perceiver, self know dirty perceiver. Yeah? You know sense dirty perceiver, yeah? Sense dirty perceiver means which dirty perceiver produced by sense power. Uncommon in power of sense. Yeah, sense dirty perceiver. But I'm not sure about sense. Sense is very kind of, is very subtle. Yeah, that's what we have like a disagree between scientists and Buddhists. Because we say, oh, scientists say, oh, your eye consciousness perceived, when perceived the object, they can explain, yeah? Is it a part of your brain or something? But Buddhism, we say, your, when your eye consciousness perceived the object by sense power, now we have to explain our sense power is very subtle and very difficult, yeah? Yeah, direct perceiver means non-conceptual means free from conceptuality. Okay, then we say sense direct perceiver. Then we say self-knower, yeah? Self-knower is not that much important, but it's very hot topic. Self-knower. Then yogi direct perceiver, yeah? Yogi direct perceiver, yeah? Everybody talk about yogi, yeah? Always talk. That's why I think you're familiar about yogi. What does yogi mean? In Tibet, we say nenjo pa, nenjo ma. What does mean yogi? In Tibet, it's nelnjo. Yogi and yoga mean? Just like union, yeah? Nelnjo means like familiar, like very. So you got a same is very what is stable and very familiar with the kind of stably. It's nilnjo.
Nilnjo. Familiarity.
Yeah, familiarity kind of. Yeah? Here we yogi is familiarity. Familiarity for what? Yogi depressing means yogi, which yogi, familiarity, familiarize. Subtle impermanent and selflessness person. Yeah? Selflessness person. Yogi. Here is a yogi, yeah? Then, now we finish this. Then, now here we say, we're going to talk about inferential value cognizer. Inferential value cognizer. Inferential value cognizer means, usually here they say it's a little bit, I think so they use different book or something, you know. Inferential value cognizer is always necessary to be value cognizer. Inferential value cognizer means, before you in a, like in Buddhism, before you understand the kind of subtle things, you have to have inferential value cognizer. Before you generate direct perceiver which understand the subtle things, you have to have inferential value cognizer. Inferential value cognizer means which mind understand the subtle things by analyze or by reason. Yeah, by reason. Just like if we really don't have inferential value cognizer, we never ever understand emptiness, yeah? Emptiness, because just like we before gave example, like, yeah, just like, first you have to make assumption by just like, oh, behind the mountain, oh, this behind the big mountain. You make assumption, oh, behind the mountain, there's fire. What kind of, because smoking coming out. Yeah. It's because if there's smoke, there's fire. Because smoke is come from fire. Without fire, no smoke, yeah? Yeah, just like reason, assumption. Just when you understand the emptiness, you have to make, oh, because every emptiness is eases on everything. Because everything are dependent arise. Now you have to check what relation, what kind of relation between emptiness and dependent arise. Dependent arise and emptiness always union. Emptiness means there's nothing and is emptiness doesn't rely. Always feel like it doesn't rely. Because in Buddhism, here just like sutra, dependent arise just like refers to the all kind of productive things, yeah? But in middle way, just like dependent arise means all phenomena, just like, oh, everything depend, just like we are depend, yeah? Because, oh, I depend you, maybe I depend him, we, everybody, all human beings depend each other, yeah?
Depend on each other.
Yeah, depend on each other, yeah? Now you think, how all human depend on each other? How? You think, oh, we don't depend on each other because I stay in my house, I drive my car, I buy foods, everything by using my money. Okay, I don't depend on anybody. We think like this, yeah? Sometimes, okay, if he angry, let him angry. I don't have to ask any. I don't have to request him anything. Let him angry. I depend on him. Let him. We just do like this, yeah? When you practice emptiness, you cannot say, yeah? We depend on each other, yeah? Now, how do we depend on each other? How do you think? All sentient beings depend on each other. Then you have to go think further, like, okay, just like, oh, I buy clothes, this come from some other one, buy car from other one. If there is nobody car company, I cannot buy car, yeah? That means you depend on other people, yeah? Just like easy, very, even like a house, yeah? You don't build your house, yeah? But you have money, yeah? If your money come from your effort, but come from other people. If no somebody give you money, even you work hard, you cannot get money, yeah? Is everything come from someone or everything easy when you get something? Depend on somebody. Even you work very, very, very hard, if nobody give you money, then no come money, yeah? Is everything come from each other, just like relate each other, depend on us. That means we depend. Even you eat, even you go, even you sleep, at home, everything depend each other. That means we able to depend each other. That's why there's nothing easy independent. Yeah? Yeah, that means now you have to just really, it's difficult to explain how related between emptiness and dependent arise. When you make reason to understand emptiness, first you have to reason like independent arise. Because we never say like, okay, this table, when you say this table, in just like middle way, okay? Because sutra, they don't talk about this. Sotan Tika doesn't talk about the emptiness, yeah? In the middle way, they talk about emptiness. You see, this table, this, in Tibet, we say, Jyotsu Chechens, Dhamma Mete Tende Imshir, yeah? Just like this. This table is lack of inherent existence or lack of truth existence because in dependent arising. Dependent arising. They give reason like this. Yeah? What do you think? You have some question or no? Yeah, that's why everything is dependent. Yeah. Here the, okay, then, here this is topic. Why good? Not to do. Yeah, you. Usually, because we say permanent, impermanent, yeah? Permanent doesn't rely on cause and condition, but impermanent rely on cause and condition. Yeah, dependent arise, yeah. Even dependent arise means doesn't like us, depend each other like money or house or something. Dependent arise means can be depend by something else to impute. When you impute, yeah, depend on something, impute by something else. Yeah, depends, yeah. Yeah, here is the main point here. Inferential value cognizer. Inferential value cognizer means which conceptual mind. This is conceptual mind, yeah. Which conceptual mind understands something by making inference. Making inference is clear, yeah? Yeah, label, yeah? Making inference. That is the inferential value. Inferential value cognizer usually we has a kind of three. Ngudab jeba, tabi jeba, ichi jeba. Yeah, just like you use
inferential cognizers by the power of the fact.
Yeah, we have three. Yeah, three types of inferential value cognizer. Inferential cognizer by the power of the fact and through renown, through belief. Through renown means like renown is like by popular reputation. Yeah. Reputation. Just like we say first, Nguta means first we say, I say, oh, I am impermanent because I am product things, yeah? I give reason, yeah? I understand that I am permanent by reason of I am the product thing. Is Nguta means directly. You understand the object or something by reason, directly. By directly. By directly your power of making inference. Yeah? It's just like get really you proof. No, not just like belief. Not just like, oh, someone say just like this. Okay? Okay. Then second, tabi jiva. Tabi jiva in Tibetan we say just like, okay, tabi means, tab means reputation or it's just like sound is like tabi jiva. In Tibetan say there is a rupuchi.
Yeah. Term used by
rupuchi chijin. Yes, no. Tibetan we say rupuchi chijin. Chira dawa shibi deji runde tubi yuna yebe chira. We say rupuchi is like
rabbit.
You can call rabbit moon. You can call moon a rabbit because it is object of conceptual, because everything object of conceptual, yeah? Because everything imputed by conceptual mind, yeah? Then we say rabbit, you can call moon of rabbit because it is object, because moon of rabbit is popular in Tibet, everybody, because when you look at night in the moon, you can see like rabbit. That's why I say it is like popular everywhere. Maybe you use when full moon, yeah? When full moon, you check. You look, okay, really carefully. Look carefully. You see like rabbit inside. You saw a rabbit, yeah, but not real rabbit, yeah? Because before there is just like kind of rumor. Because it's really clear, is our mind just like easy to easy to project, or we have really kind of strong superstition, yeah? It's really, what do you say, scattered kind of rumor like in Tibet, everywhere. Somebody say, okay, this is Dalai Lama in the moon. Dalai Lama in the moon. Because this kind of scatter, even my family, when I call, every Tibet people, they see Dalai Lama in the moon. Because maybe some monk, they say, okay, you have to be careful, you have to really check, tonight full moon, Dalai Lama going to be in the moon. Then went to upstairs and they check everybody. It's like when you look, it's like glass, even you, maybe next time you look like, it's not. Then, this kind of rumor, okay, even in India, we heard this kind of rumor. Even we look, it's really kind of look like Dalai Lama sky. Next time, Dalai Lama heard kind of this rumor. Who told this? It's very bad. I don't have power to just like get in the mood. Easy, just like, you know. Yeah, this is kind of, you know, superstition make something. That's why, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no rabbit, yeah. When you look just from here, it's like rabbit inside, yeah? Like, yeah, that's why. That's why we call rabbit of moon. You can call moon rabbit of moon because it is object of conceptual mind. It's because it's a kind of popular everywhere, yeah? Name calling the rabbit of moon is popular in the world. Yeah? Okay, then there is a... Okay, that's a second valid inferential value colonizer. Then the third, direct realizing through belief. Inferential colonizer through belief. This is like, it doesn't like we believe previous life, next life. You understand the previous life, next life, by through the belief? No. It's really you have a reason, you know? Through the belief means, oh, if you are generous in this life, you're going to be wealthy in next life. That's what we say. Now, in this life, we have really enough to eat. We have enough to buy clothes. We have everything. It's the result of generosity in previous life. That was it. This is belief. Yeah? Because you just like, oh, because you make inference, oh, this life we are wealthy because it's, we did good things in previous life. We generosity something, yeah? It's just like through the belief. Also generous, and then also, even we say just like, oh, accumulate merit. Yeah? If you accumulate merit or something, we don't like accumulate merit, then reason something, blah, blah. Then also just like bliss or something, a lot of those kind of things, yeah? All belief, through belief. Yeah. Yeah, this means which inferential value colonizer understand something through through by belief, yeah? Through belief. Yeah? Now here we this kind of inferential value colonizer Shinku is a kind of very
hidden phenomena.
Very hidden phenomena. Yeah, hidden, very, very hidden phenomena. Yeah, just like hidden shingu, chisun tabi lung. This is it's something very hidden phenomena, understand by, it's really kind of hidden phenomena, doesn't mean like emptiness. Emptiness, do you understand emptiness by belief? No. Emptiness you understand by power of fact. Yeah? Also previous life, next life, you understand by power of fact. Yeah? Then we say just like something, we just mentioned that, yeah? Generosity, then you have going to have wealthy in this life. It's just like belief. Understand by belief. Actually, here in a commentary of Value Coinizer is very extensive about hidden phenomena. It's very important. Hidden phenomena is which object refers to the which phenomena? Hidden phenomena refers to the object of inferential value cognizer. Hidden phenomena. Do you know this table is hidden phenomena? No hidden phenomena, yeah? Hidden phenomena means usually is a explanation of hidden phenomena in different by different school. But here in a certain tika, yeah, this standard, yeah, this table is hidden phenomena. Yeah, hidden phenomena means table is can be object of inferential value cognizer. Because here we say inferential value cognizer understand the all phenomena. Because even this table, yeah, you see, okay, you think, okay, why this is complicating? Oh, table I can see directly. I can see directly, yeah? But you can see directly. You can see directly. But you don't have reason. This is a table. Table is this way. Table is this way. Table and desk. What is different? Then somebody, oh, you understand table. You understand desk, yeah? Then somebody asks you, what is different between table and desk? Then you have to make reason, yeah? Let them understand. Oh, table is kind of this, which one has leg or something, blah, blah. Desk is which one is something, blah, blah. You give reason. Oh, then this person, oh, table is, oh, which one has kind of leg, two legs, something, by. Then he understands the table by reason. Which his mind understand the table by reason, that we call inferential value cognizer. Too much make confused, yeah. And now you ask me some question. You share some idea. Now we do a little bit less. Is time? No. Maybe you should. Yeah, now you can share something here. Maybe you guys ask three of them question, and three of them ask question. We do debate. Yeah. Yeah, function of table, yeah, because yeah, because just like first time, yeah, first time person who came to this our center, like the person who has never been to in Buddhism temple, and then they come to Buddhist temple first time, what they think? What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? They doesn't know stupa, but they see, yeah? They doesn't know, oh, name of stupa, nothing. But they see, yeah? Then somebody, oh, stupa is kind of, this is explain, and then they give reason. Then next time, oh, this is stupa because something blah blah, they get reason. Is helpful or not helpful? What is something else? No, you have to give me some idea. I need from your idea. if I don't have your guys' idea, I don't know how much my teaching helps. Yeah, because inferential means inferential is come from inference, yeah? Yeah, because you have to understand something by making inference. Table also you can understand by inferential value colonizer. As a table you can understand the direct perceiver. Now you have to find reason, yeah? How table understand by direct perceiver? How table understand by inferential value colonizer? How? Yeah, because now you can see direct perceiver, yeah? You know, you don't have to make reason to understand this table. When you see, you can see directly see. Understand, yeah? Then first time when you see table, you see table, but you don't understand function of table. What are these, yeah? You have to get reason, something. Somebody make you reason and somebody explanation. Something understand by reason or something understand by explanation. That we call inferential value cognizer. Usually here then we say, oh, subsequent cognizer, round consciousness, doubt, correct assumption. Yeah, this part of those consciousness we're going to talk next time. So here, you don't have a question, yeah? Yeah, good.
In regards to valid cognizers, why do they have to be new? Because if you think about subtle impermanence, everything is changing moment by moment. So each time you see something, it's actually the first time you see it. Does that make sense? So like, if the table is changing moment by moment, I see it one moment, it's new, and then I look at it again, it's new again. So it's not really a subsequent cognizer. It's actually still a valid cognizer because the table is changing moment by moment, so it's always new every moment.
Yeah, this is a very good question because just like table, yeah. This also when you see first like us, you know, when you see table, yeah, when you see table, yeah, just like when you see this table, when you came to here center, yeah, you see this table you see subsequently. You already saw, yeah? Subsequently, it's not like new for you. Just like if somebody come first time, yeah? Somebody just like see me. It's really new for me. They see new. The first time to see and first time to understand. That we call new value cognizer. Even change. On their time, they see and changing on time just like on same time, yeah? They see and changing on same time, but then second time when they see is subsequential. Subsequent means second, yeah? Ness.
So Rinpoche, even if the object has changed, it's still not new.
Yeah, even object is changed, but somebody see first time, yeah?
Then it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
But
yeah.
Then if somebody sees the object again, but it's changed since the last time they saw it, but it's not a new valid cognizer at that point. It's subsequent.
Already. Some new person is new. Because this person just like us, when you see table, we just see just like shape of table. Yeah? Shape of table, but we doesn't know how changing or like we always see like same as yesterday, same as day before yesterday. We just see shape of table. But we doesn't know changing of table. Yeah? Changing of table is very difficult. Even change table, yeah? even change table moment by moment, but still shape of table is new for a person who see first time.
So for yeah, good, yeah. So for a Buddha who has a yogi direct perceiver, they know subtle impermanence. So is it new for them every time they see it?
Yeah, this is good. This is a very good question. Yeah, this really, yeah. That's what we say. It's a really good question. Yeah, this is a question because we cannot say just only new every time, yeah? No, his question very good, okay. Now you give answer. This is that you ordered, huh? It doesn't mean like this. Because Buddha doesn't have subscondal, yeah? Because we everything, if I see table, yeah, I understand table, yeah, I realize table, yeah, my understanding of table is relying on first moment, previous moment. If I don't rely on previous moment, I couldn't understand table. But Buddha, he see again and again, but his understanding of table doesn't rely on previous moment. Previous moment, yeah? Even though previous moment just come up like this. Everything. Yeah. Yeah, this girl. People who have no Buddha, yeah, then, yeah.
To understand the table or whatever. You can't describe it really.
Usually, you say, usually this kind of method, you know, we just like say, okay, when Buddha mind is omniscient, yeah, it doesn't just like believe. You have proof. Omniscient mind, Buddha mind, just like we can become Buddha, yeah? We have nature of Buddha, yeah? Sorry. Yeah, we have nature of Buddha, yeah? We can be Buddha. It doesn't believe like Buddha doesn't like believe. It doesn't mean just believe. When you study, here we're talking about first correct assumption, then inferential value cognizer, then net yogi direct perceiver. When you get stage of yogi direct perceiver, this yogi direct perceiver increase, progress. This kind of explanation is in commentary of 3 chapter value cognizer. It's very detailed. They give reason. This is kind of very ten temba konsin bezo chamba la mede be sem chen den bi. Sena tatun jurum is finally our all kind of positive mind can be like Buddha mind. Then how can be or how they change become like Buddha mind? And it means because nature of mind is very clear, and when your mind increase by rid of your obscuration, because our mind like obscure with like lots of ignorances, yeah, as much as you rid of obscuration, your mind become more reflective, yeah? Clear. And become more clear and clear. Because our mind cannot be clear. Too much ignorances. Ignorances just cover our mind. Yeah? When you're getting then upstage, like upper, then reduce your ignorances, then your mind getting clear. Yeah, that means usually they have kind of Matsuki da nenjo ngosum dubi riba. They have kind of reason of yogi dharma perceiver exist. This is a kind of in the commentary of Velikonazar, 3rd chapter. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what he said. This is example. Is a yogi dharma perceiver. Just like you have, just like we have power to jump from here to over there. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't mean real because we have power. We have power to jump from here to there. Yeah. It means we, our mind, has power to extend, power to go up. Like we jump as much as we can. We have power to, if I have power to jump over there, yeah, I can jump through the, until where can I jump? Just like this, yogi dharma perceiver has power to extend or power to go up as much as they can. Yeah. 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 Exalted wisdom is higher. Anyway, just like if you think like this, okay, yogi dharma perceiver, path of seeing, then this go, just like or inferential value colonizer, then yogi dharma perceiver. Yogi dharma perceiver finally is really go become, we say, meditative equipoise. It's like kind of meditative equipoise. Yogi dharma perceiver finally become antidote of ignorances, become challenged with ignorances. That challenging ignorance first with path of sin. Path of sin is antidote, yeah? Antidote, yeah? Then when you abandon a path of sin, or path of sin is kind of antidote. Antidote of kind of self-grasping. When you finish, abandon, yeah? Abandon a path of sin, then you get necessary path of meditation. Then you go. Just like this, okay. Ignorances. Just like when you wash your clothes, yeah? First you wash thick dirt, then little bit small dirt, then slowly, then subtle dirt. When you get subtle dirt, you have to do like, yeah? You have to really, what is it? Yeah, scrub, yeah? You have scrub very hardly, yeah? You just like thick muddy, you just like a little bit and go slowly. Yeah, then when you take off kind of very, very subtle steam, put something, soap or something, take off, just like this, with a safe grasping, like subtle. Final subtle is like, refers to the subtle steam on your clothes. When you rid of this, then your cloth is clean, yeah? There's no stain. You cannot see stain. Just like this. When you take out very subtle self-grasping, then you finish, you're done. Yeah. But we cannot done in this life. But we can done. We can really reduce our problem within our mind. That's we can done. Yeah, even I talk really like kind of high subject, you know, self-service. I talk and I cannot done. But I can done just like reduce anger, pride, jealous, those basic. Yeah, basic things we can done. We try to find first method of peaceful mind. Yeah, we try. Yeah. Yeah. Analyze, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we say just like Buddha. Yeah, Buddha sees everything new. Everything new means when Buddha sees something, it doesn't rely on a previous moment. Doesn't rely on previous moment. Yeah, doesn't rely anything. He see by himself. When we see something, when we understand, we have to rely on something, yeah? Previous moment or something, yeah? Buddha doesn't rely. But we say just see everything, Buddha is belief. Your Buddha is your mind, is your Buddha. That's what I say this. Your mind is your Buddha. Your mind is your temple. That's what I say. This is better. Temple is mind. It's better. Yeah. Firstly, because we say, okay, temple is our mind. What does temple mean? In Tibetan, Lakan, yeah? Temple means? Yeah, temple means inside something kind of pure. Something pure things in there. Like temple, they put like a Buddha statue or something. Everything is not like our picture, yeah? Our picture we don't put over there, yeah? Because we are contaminated with affliction, yeah? In temple means with something set up, something like sacred or who has really pure, yeah? Just like this. Yeah, then we say, okay, our mind can be temple, can be pure. Take out all this and put up nice things inside. Then you don't have to yelling with your wife. Just kidding. Okay. We don't have teaching here, yeah? Nathan? Oh, okay. Okay, 4:45. Yeah, next time you bring more question. Next time you guys bring some question, okay? Yeah. Next time some bring question. Yeah, Ajahn-ji.
Sorry, Ajahn-ji. No, the battery of my alarm is running out. I didn't notice it. And then so there's 1 hour late.
You
sorry.
Have to be careful. There's lots of typhoon.
Yes.
I don't want to take away with the wind.
Yes. Just we are driving crazy. So. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you did well.
Yeah. I need to teach you a lot.
두제제
아니 제런제요로
나 제요
아니 제런제고
오케이 라스
오케이
바이
오케이
누워 강사사회 고유 신강대 편안대와 마련주의네 제제즈와 딘진자들 시험에서 대바드 댄저리